you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show. Her name is Dr. Michelle Hardaway, and she is owner-operator of the Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and Laser Center out of Farmington Hills, Michigan. So today we're going to learn all about Dr. Michelle Hardaway and find out exactly what the Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and Laser Center are doing for the fine folks of Farmington Hills. So without any further ado, let's welcome her to the show. Dr. Hardaway, welcome.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
You are more than welcome. The honor is, of course, all mine. Dr. Hardaway, could you talk a little bit about the Aesthetic Plastic Surgery Center and Laser Center and tell us a little bit of some of the services that you're providing for the fine folks of Farmington Hills?
Okay, so we're located in Farmington Hills, which is a suburb of Detroit, Michigan. And I do really mainly cosmetic surgery. I still do some reconstructive surgery, procedures like liposuction, tummy tucks, breast augmentation, rhinoplasty, fat transfer. Those are some of the very popular cosmetic procedures.
Now, Dr. Hardaway, in your current practice dealing with the cosmetic surgery, what would you say is your most popular cosmetic surgery?
Sometimes it goes, and, you know, sometimes it's seasonal. So right now, tummy tucks, liposuction, breast augs, and fat transfers. And when I say fat transfers, it's also known as BBL, which are Brazilian butt lifts, where we liposuction multiple areas and transfer the fat to the buttocks.
That is fantastic. Now, Dr. Hardaway, I want to talk a little bit about some of the what always interests me kind of about plastic surgeons is sort of your ability to kind of mesh both medicine and art, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
I feel like you're probably very well trained in medicine, but also the aesthetic aspect of it. Could you talk a little bit about how that plays a role?
Well, for example, say if someone comes in for rhinoplasty, I may look and see certain things that I would suggest. There's certain procedures that I will do computer imaging on just to make sure the patient and I are seeing the same things. So with cosmetic surgery, it's elective surgery. So it's mainly how the patient perceives themselves and what their expectations are. So also it involves assessing the patient and seeing if they really have realistic expectations. For example, if you came in and you say, I want this nose, well, the question is that realistic? Or one common thing that I see, patients think liposuction, I can just suction all the fat away.
Right.
And they'll, you know, be two or three sizes smaller.
Right.
So it's basically looking at the patient and really seeing if that's possible.
Now, Dr. Hardaway, I mean, have you ever found yourself sort of in a situation where you have a patient come in and they really have their mind kind of set on something and you've had to kind of either talk them out of it or talk them into something a little different that might fit their body a little better? I mean, do people ever come in with kind of unrealistic expectations?
They do. And I think it's important to basically go over their photographs with them.
Right.
And, you know, tell them what's possible because they'll be disappointed afterwards. If a procedure is performed and they're expecting something else, you really have an unhappy patient. So it's very important for them to have that. So, yes, that's commonly seen.
If I could just speak quickly to the huge advancements I feel like your industry has been making in terms of minimal recovery time as opposed to these big, huge surgeries, like a lot of things that are kind of done under the cuff and not really invasive. Could you speak a little bit to some of the technological advances that plastic surgery has made in the past 15 years?
Sure. Well, there are a lot of non-invasive procedures.
Right.
But what patients have to realize is, will that procedure be aggressive enough to give you what you want? For example, there are procedures like cool sculpting and sculpture, which remove fat, but quite often the patients have to be selected so they'll have a good result. I often see patients that have tried to have smaller procedures and maybe they do need liposuction. Things such as you can do a lot with fillers. I don't know if you're familiar with the term liquid facelifts, where we put fillers to try and fill up the face if the skin isn't too
Yes, absolutely.
We also use fat. Fat's something else. I had mentioned fat transfer to the buttocks, but fat transfer to the face, where we liposuction fat, and you can fill the face with the patient's own fat. The other thing is PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma, where we actually draw blood, it's centrifuge, and then we re-inject that. That can be used as a filler to the face also.
That is incredible. Dr. Arno, I swear, it's like you guys are like the recyclers of medicine. Like, I love the aspect of being able to take certain fatty parts from one part of the body and be able to place them in parts that you kind of want them. You know what I mean?
Right. And then, of course, some of the other non-surgical things that are very popular are Botox, Dysport, and Xeomin. Those are sort of the three very popular, you know, for basically facial lines, forehead, the lines between the eyebrows. So those are very popular non-invasive things. Now, and so when a patient comes in, I have to decide, would that be enough for them, or do they need a surgical procedure?
So, for instance, and, like with the CoolSculpting and the liposuction, I guess if somebody's a little more obese than they originally thought, like maybe is the CoolSculpting more for people who just have like targeted fatty areas?
I say small fatty areas.
Right.
And not necessarily obese, but sometimes I'll see a patient that have had CoolSculpting. They didn't get the result that they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
They were probably a liposuction candidate because it's not liposuction where we actually remove the fat. You're basically freezing the fat. The body gets rid of it over time. And quite often, that's not it's not as aggressive as actual liposuction.
Now, Dr. Hardaway, we do have to end the show in about a minute. But before I let you go, could you tell us a little bit about where we can kind of find a little bit more information on yourself and also the Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and Laser Center? Do you guys have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
Sure. My website is www.michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Hardaway, H-A-R-D-A-W-A-Y, M-D.com.
Dr. Michelle Hardaway of the Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and Laser Center out of Farmington Hills, Michigan. Thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. And of course, wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.